We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas Davi B'Menachem. Menush Hem Chayak. On Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Maaseh Sheni. Perek Dalid. Mishnah. Hey. Previous Mishnah, we spoke about how a person could do a ha'arama, this halachic loophole, in order to avoid paying the chomesh. So we spoke about it. A person said, well, he's going to tell his son or his daughter who are gadolim, and he's going to say, here is this, these mos, here are these coins, and I want you to redeem the maaser sheni. And if someone else is redeeming the maaser sheni other than the owner, so you don't have to add a chomesh. Here, though, the person, as the Mishnah says, ha'yomeid ba'gorin, he's in the granary, but v'en v'yadamos. He would like to redeem the maaser sheni. He also would like to, he would like to have someone else redeem the maaser sheni. He doesn't have any money that he can now give to his friend in order for his friend to do the redemption. So, omer l'chaver, so this is what he tells his friend. Harei ha'peru, so elu, this produce, that's right here in the granary, the threshing floor, the grain, let's say. Nusinim l'cha b'matana. I'm giving this to you as a gift. So now the produce belongs to someone else. Ah, so if the produce belongs to someone else now, and then it's redeemed, so you don't have to add a chomesh, because it's not the owner who has it. Chozer v'omer, and then the owner goes back and says, Harei Elu, that produce that you, my friend, now own, mechulol al Moshe b'bayis. It is redeemed on money that's in the house. You're allowed to redeem on money. You don't need the produce and the money to be right next to each other. They can be in two different places. And this is completely effective. And no chomesh has to be added because the produce belongs to someone else. Now the produce, if the kedusha of the produce now is on the Maaser Sheni coins, the Maaser Sheni coins are brought to Yerushalayim. The produce is chulin. And the hope is that this guy, because he's a friend, will return the produce to the original owner. That is the plan. Perek Dalin Mishnah Vav Mashach Mimenu Maser Bisela. You have a buyer, and he was Mashach, which means he pulled, he drew, he picked up, which is the way we make a kinyan. We make typical kinyanim of things, Maser Sheni, probably in most cases you could do Hagbar, you can lift it up. If you can't lift it up, then we do like an animal, generally we do Mashicha, we pull it. That's the way when it comes to transactions, when we're buying and selling, we assume that the transaction is effective only after the object is taken hold. It's not the transfer of the money. So here, we're talking about a person who redeems his Maaser Sheni produce by selling it. Now, you could redeem your Maaser Sheni produce generally by redeeming it, meaning you have your coins, the coins belong to you, and the fruit belongs to you, and you just transfer the Kedusha. Here, you're not doing that. Here, you're going to someone who's actually going to buy the produce, and now the money, you, the one who wants to redeem it, you're going to have the money. So now the hope is that the produce, which is now owned by the person who buys it, who now gives you money, is going to become chulin. So there's a sale that's happening here. From the seller to the buyer, you're selling the produce. And there's also a pidyon, there's a redemption, where the Maaser Sheni Kedusha is going from the produce to the money. So, and as we've said, that you need to do a Mashicha or a Hagbah, either pulling if it's too heavy or a Hagbah lifting, in order for that sale to take place. Now, the case of the Mishnah we're talking about here is where the redemption is. Well, I shouldn't say the case. That's generally what happens. When does the pinyon happen? We know that the sale is when the Mashicha or the Hagbah takes place, when the produce is transferred. But the redemption is not until the buyer pays the money, obviously. So here we have the two processes happening at different times. We have the sale is effective when the produce is transferred. But the redemption is not effective until the money has been transferred. So here the Mishnah is going to deal with a case where the value of this produce that's being redeemed or being sold is going to change between when the Mashicha took place, the Hagbah took place, and when the redemption took place. And now in the change in value, we have to see what the value actually is, who gains and who loses. Mashach mimenu maser b'sela. So the buyer pulled, took, picked up the Maaser Sheni produce from the seller, from the owner, when it was worth the seller. But v'lo hispik livdoso, the pidyon, the redemption didn't take place, basically means that he didn't pay for it. The money wasn't paid. It doesn't have to happen right away. He didn't transfer the money. Acha amad b'shtayim, when now the produce that was bought is worth two seller. So how does it work now? Says the Mishnah, no sein lo sela umistakar sela. The buyer gives the seller a sela as the payment, which is what it was worth when the produce was bought, because that when it was the object, the produce was transferred, it was only worth a sela, and the buyer gains a sela. He ended up paying only one seller for the produce, which is now worth two seller. He doesn't have to pay more than that, because at the time of the sale, it was worth only a seller. Ah, but since the pigeon price is two seller, so the seller that the buyer paid is only... He paid for the item, but that's not the full redemption amount. That's not the full redemption. So what does the buyer have to do? So he doesn't have to lose out on money, but he does have to finish the redemption. There's a nulla sella upon which the produce has to be redeemed. So what does he do? He takes his own second sella, and he does the second half of the redemption, umaser sheni shelo. But that maser sheni coin is his. So he ends up bringing two maser sheni sloim, two shalim, and he can buy produce with it. So he has to treat it as maser sheni, but nonetheless, it's his to spend the money in Yerushalayim. Remember, the sale price is only one seller. So that's all the seller is going to get. But the produce belonging to the buyer, though, is only half redeemed. So he had to designate another seller in order to do the full redemption. And he brings both slime to Yerushalayim. Mishnah continues. What about the following? Mashach mimenu master b'shtayim, the reverse case. V'lo hispik lifdosa chamar b'sela. When the sale took place, so when the buyer pulled the produce into his domain, he bought it, he picked it up, the master sheni, the produce was worth two sela. But by the time the money transferred, where the buyer gave the money to the seller and the redemption is happening, achamar b'sela, it's only worth a sela. So what happens here? The sale is, it was worth two sela. So no sein lo sela mechulin v'sela shel maser sheni shelo. What happens here is that the buyer gives the seller, the seller one sela, which is half, only half the amount of the purchase, because the object was worth two sela. But he gives that extra sela from chulin money. Since this sela is going to redeem the maser sheni, so you can only use chulin sela for maser sheni. Maser sheni can only be redeemed, can only be pidyon with money that's chulin, not with money that's already maser sheni. So no sein lo sela me chulin. The buyer gives the seller one sela, which is half of the payment of what the produce was worth from his chulin money. And since how much is the redemption price? It went down by a sela, so you only have to redeem it as one sela. So this money that he gives is able to redeem all the produce, that chulin. The sela shel maser sheni shelo, and he can pay the other sela, which is the other half of what the purchase was worth from his own maser sheni money. Since the maser sheni has pidyon was done, and the pidyon only had to be one sela, so the second coin is not being used for pidyon. So you can use the coin that's already maser sheni and pay for it that way. The buyer doesn't have to redeem the other sela, the worth of the produce. He just has to pay for it because the purchase, it was two sela. So he doesn't have to use chulin for the purchase. He can give the seller a sela which has kedushas maser sheni. Yes, we learn in the first parak and the third parak, you know that he is maser sheni to pay a debt. Right? This buyer is allowed to pay for the second half of the produce with a maser sheni coin, because when the person bought the produce, when it was worth two sela, he now has an achrayus for how much? For two sela of maser sheni. After all, right, had it not depreciated, both of the sum that he paid would have been maser sheni. Since that was what the debt was at the very beginning, so he can pay the second seller with maser sheni money. And this way, the seller ends up with two solem of maser sheni, which is what he would have gotten anyway had the produce not depreciated. Mishnah concludes in Mayam Aretz. Ah, if the seller is an Amoretz, we can't trust him that he's going to treat the Maser Sheni with proper Kedusha. So, you're not allowed to pay him with Maser Sheni money in such a case. We learned in the third parak, can't give Maser Sheni money to an Amoretz. We're afraid he's going to eat the Maser Sheni maybe when he's Tamei. So here, yes, the first Selah is Maser Sheni Kedusha, becomes Kadosh, when the seller takes it, right? So yes, now, and that's true, and that you're allowed to give to the Amoretz, because that Selah, what's it doing? It's only taking the place of the Maser Sheni produce that the Amoretz had anyway. So that's okay. What can't I give him? I can't give him Maser Sheni that the Amoretz did not have prior to this transaction. So Imaya Amoretz, if the seller's an Amoretz, so no sein lo mi demai. The buyer's allowed to give him the second seller from the previous case from money which has Kedushas Maser Sheni, but not just Kedushas Maser Sheni, has to be Kedushas Maser Sheni of demai. That you can give it to an Amoretz, we're allowed to be lean, we learned in the third perek, that already, Maser Sheni of demai, we can give to an Amoretz.